Oh yeah, he's back. The crack of the bat, the ping of the crossbar, and the roar of the crowd. We cover everything you want to talk about. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Welcome. Welcome, welcome to the RP Show on this Tuesday, June the 30th, last day of June. Very exciting day for us. I'm your host, Rod Peterson, and as you may see if you're watching on Facebook Live and soon to be Game Plus TV Network, the co-host, Darren DuPont, is here in the chair. How you doing, Dupes?
Doing really good, Rod.
We got a special guest and a special gift in the bunker that we're going to get to, too. We're all we're excited around here, but you can tell there's some tension in the air. A nervous tension. An excitement, if you will. A vibe. Because it's our final dress rehearsal. For all of you that have known for the last 265 episodes, today's 266, this is the last day on Facebook Live only because come Thursday, we will be going to national television, over a million homes in Canada, cable vision in the United States on Game Plus Network, and the feed is rolling out to them today. So good morning to the crew at Game Plus Network in Toronto, a division of Anthem Sports.
Yeah, very exciting. Very exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't wait.
Yeah, me either. So I'm just saying, you and I are fine. What did I say way back when this started? Nothing changes for us.
No.
The tech guys are, they got a bead of sweat rolling down.
Yeah, they do. A little bit. But they're doing a great job. And, you know, if anybody's confused, we're still here. We're still on Facebook. That's not changing.
Oh, yeah, that's not changing. So you can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that. Prairie Mobile text line is open, too, by the way. At any point throughout the program, you can hit us up right here at the desk, 306-840-8777. That is 840-8777. And I see, because he is watching, I want to do a special shout-out for the guy that sent a gift to the bunker from Waterloo, Ontario. I haven't quite figured this out yet, but Paul Totsky, people would know that name just from the questions that he lobs at our guests. You want to grab the gift?
Sure, unless we can get the shot of it.
Well,
I mean, hold it.
Yeah, hold it to the camera.
All right.
This is a Montreal Alouettes number 2 jersey, but not just any number 2 jersey. Flip it around, please. Johnny Football, the pride of College Station, Texas, Johnny Manziel. Listen, it's hard not to go wrong. It's hard to go wrong with a red, white, and blue uniform.
Oh, yeah.
Of any sport, you got to love the red, white, and blue. So, Paul Totsky, thank you so much. It's going to go wonderfully in our collection of jerseys here that the teams are sending us, the fans are sending us. It's just fantastic. Are we ready to go?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Today is a bit of a dog's breakfast. Not that. I'm just saying we're all over the place. We don't have a real theme today, but I know you're going to love it. Dave Babich, longtime NHLer. We've been hooked up with Dave Babich by the Vancouver Canucks alumni. He'll be joining us from Vancouver to talk about the NHL's return to play. Colby Williams, former captain of the Regina Pats, now a stud Washington Capitals prospect and member of the Hershey Bears, right in studio is going to be with us. So it's not every day that we get a pro hockey player dropping in. Today's that day. Kate Pedersen of Oilers TV. You probably know that name, Kate Pedersen. As a matter of fact, I'm sure you do. Formerly of the Toronto Argonauts, now of Edmonton Oilers TV, and the daughter of the late, great Leif Pedersen. CFL great. I'm not sure even Leif would tell you he was great as a player. His nickname was Bambi. Really shot to fame as an analyst on CFL on TSN. Leif, the great Leif. His daughter Kate's going to be with us later on today. And Jim Lang, Canada's foremost NFL expert. So that is a very busy show today, and we're looking forward to chatting with all those folks. Now, are you ready, Jordan? The quick six show topics of today. It is a moving target, by the way. They're in a state of flux here. Number one, from what I can see as we sit here today, nothing going on in the Canadian Football League.
Pretty quiet.
Point two, NFL Canada seems to be getting some traction. Now, I'm deferring to you, because if this flops on its face, it's all your idea.
Of course.
If it works, it's our idea. Because you were the first to say, if the CFL falters, NFL is going to move in, buy it, it'll become NFL Canada, which I'm all for. I think the backlash across the nation since we've been bringing it up the last few weeks is they think that it's the complete elimination of the Canadian pro football. Three downs, 120-yard fields, all that. You're not necessarily saying that, and I'm not necessarily saying that, but it's gaining some traction to the point that David Naylor, the TSN CFL insider, is now addressing this, and he's pretty much said, from what I've read, he could see it happening.
Yeah, he, you know, there was a Twitter feed. I think it was the CFL Reddit Twitter feed. Had a couple of questions. You know, further to Rod Peterson's discussion on NFL Canada. What about this, this, this? Would it be NFL Div 2? Would it be this? Would it be this? And Dave Naylor just replied, and, you know, he said, no, it wouldn't be that. No, it wouldn't be that. But it might be this, and this might be this. Basically validating it as a on-the-table idea and not scoffing at it. And I think that's important, is that you take everything at face value. You consider all options. Everything's on the table. And don't just scoff at any idea. The NFL carries big, big brand weight.
Well, the viewers are saying, listen, because of their market size, would Toronto and Vancouver automatically get NFL franchises vis-a-vis the 33rd and 34th franchises in the National Football League? And Dave's like, no.
Yeah, no.
If this is a Division II, NFL Canada is Division II of the NFL, the Argos, the Lions, the Alouettes would remain as they are. Toronto's not getting an NFL team. And furthermore, by the way, people are kind of getting in my face. I'm not sure the guy's name. He's from Ottawa. He goes by CFL Forever on Twitter.
Yep.
And he's saying, why does this keep rearing its head? Why are we talking about this? And I said, because your favorite league is teetering on dying. It's about to die. And he says, we've heard that before, Rod. If you don't think this time's different, I don't want to sit and argue with people. You know what? Sit on your ass and do nothing then. Do nothing to save this league, because frankly, that seems to be what everybody's doing. I'm not saying the league forefathers are the leaders. They're working their tails up, but the fans are just sitting back going, okay, see you when you get back on the field. You don't see the fundraiser. You don't see the Save Our CFL from people. You just think, they're crying wolf.
Yeah.
You know what happens when the kid that was cried wolf, when the wolf actually did show up?
It's not good.
He died.
It's not good.
So I don't want to fight with people over the severity of the situation the CFL is in. But if you think this is like every other time, you really have your head in the sand. But that's your choice. It's cool. Let's move on to point three. Canadian Hockey League import draft is, well, scheduled for today. It's already on. Do you see how these picks are going?
Zing,
zing, zing, zing. Good sound effect there.
They're moving fast.
The North Bay Battalion had the number one overall pick. I don't know who they chose. I know who my beloved Regina Pats chose. The Acadie Bathurst Teton took number two overall. You remember them, right?
Oh, yeah.
They won the Memorial Cup 2 years ago right down the street from us. And now they're the worst team in the queue.
It's so
second worst team in all of Major Junior.
So quickly, you see the Teton, you see the Swift Current Broncos. You know, you see these teams that were so good not that long ago at the bottom. But that's junior hockey.
That's how it goes. That's hockey. Point number three, the number three pick went to the Swift Current Broncos. But it just goes so fast, it's hard to keep up with. We'll figure it out at the end of the day. Point number four, right on time, like scheduled. John Ohm writes in from Winnipeg and says, nice to hear you last night on the Brandon Week Kings podcast, Rod. Thank you, John Ohm. Checking in already from Winnipeg. The Week Kings podcast was a lot of fun last night. And it was live on YouTube and then posted today for people that want to go back and listen to it. Kelly McCrimmon, the owner of the Week Kings, and the general manager of the Vegas Golden Knights greenlighted it, just so you know. The staff went to Krim and said, we're going to have Rod on. Is that okay? He's like, yeah, whatever.
They really had to check with him?
Well, yeah. He's the owner.
Wow.
So that was clarified. And I want to tell you something here, by the way, for you fans that will be going to junior hockey games in the fall, because we're Canada-wide. There are 60 CHL teams and, shoot, close to 100 junior A teams, I think. From Victoria to Halifax and beyond. This is what I got from the Week Kings podcast last night. I learned something because one of their office guys was there, Joe Falkovich, of the Week Kings front office. Just so you kind of know what's coming. Every second row is going to have fans, and it's not going to be the whole row. This is what they're talking about.
Yep.
Because you're going to have folks at the ends of each row, but you can't have people going by you in case you breathe on the person on the end. So it's all going to be staggered and spread out, which we kind of expected, but to hear it laid out in front of you seems like a gigantic headache. Now, we're going to put up with it, and this is the cost of doing business. If we want to get back on the ice, back on the field in diamonds, this is what we're going to have to do, but it ain't going to be easy. And I'm going to ask people to for their patience in dealing with their teams. Because I said on the podcast last night, Fred and Martha, the 40-year season ticket holder of your local junior team, they want to sit together, damn it! You might not be able to, Fred and Martha. So please be patient with your local junior hockey team that's trying their ass off to get back on the ice, because you might not be able to sit together, and it's not their fault. Fair?
Yeah, it's very, very complex, and it's going to be a lot of work to do it right. If you want to allow households to sit together,
right,
and you know, people who are you know, isolating together or whatever, let them sit together. You're going to have a lot of questions to ask. There's going to be a lot of security. But if that's what it takes to get back on the ice, I'm sure the teams will put in the work.
Yeah, so stay tuned. Mm-hmm. John goes on to say, that was a lot of fun hearing your stories, Rod. Crazy stuff. Death threats. Oh, I got a million stories. And close to as many death threats. But what did Elton John sing? I'm still standing. You just never know when that one death threat's going to be the one.
I know. What? When you get the red light on your forehead or on your chest, right, from the sights, but
there's a red light on you, Rod. Dark. Point five brings on Jason Smith. Says it all ties in. Jason Smith writes in and says, Cam Newton to the Patriots. Thoughts of contenders. That is so Monday. That was our poll question yesterday, and 70% of our respondents said no, the addition of Cam Newton does not make the Patriots contenders, Super Bowl contenders, probably playoff contenders they do. But point five is here, Richard Sherman, 49ers DB, saying the contract signed by Cam Newton is ridiculous and disgusting. He's saying number one overall pick, forced to sign this, you know, woeful. I wish somebody would treat me ridiculously and disgusting and give me a contract with $7.5 million in incentives. Like, when they get down to this kind of talk, I'm out. I'm sorry. It's because why? Because Dak Prescott's making $31.4 million and the $3 million that Andy Dalton signed is a pittance? Come on, you lose me. It's okay for them to talk about that and piss, bitch, however you want to say it, moan. I have no opinion on that.
Yeah.
Do you?
No. It is tough because you see a guy and you think he deserves more money, and what he's done in the past is worth the money for sure. But there's a massive, massive risk with signing Cam Newton. Wasn't the same quarterback last year. He's got injury troubles. You don't know what you're getting. And Cam, he signed the deal. And he bet on himself. And I love when a guy bets on himself with incentive, big incentives attached to it. He says, I'm going to play. I'll be the starter. I'll win games. I'll rush for touchdowns. I'll hit all these incentives. And I'll drain your bank account. He's betting on himself. I love that. And it's only a 1 year deal?
Yes.
So they sign him. He plays well. All of a sudden, next offseason, he's worth a lot more money. Guaranteed money.
I'm just saying I'm out. Hey, Richard Sherman can hold a news conference, pop off on a Zoom conference, that's fine. I don't want to hear it, guys. I think Cam Newton and any player should be very grateful for the contracts that they sign and the lifestyles that they have. Can you put the comment up from Jimmy Neugebauer, if you don't mind, on the... He said regarding the press box, how congested the press boxes are. Listen, brah. There it is. This is the voice of the Notre Dame Hounds. He's a Toronto product. He says, press boxes are often jammed and it's hard to think of an alternative in certain ranks. You probably are going to be sitting at home calling it off a monitor, so just get ready for that. You know, there have been play-by-play jobs come open, and a lot of people have been texting me saying, are you interested in these positions? And I'm like, no. My wife and I have been talking about it, and she goes, well, maybe you call it off the monitor. You don't have to do the traveling. I'm like, it's not what I want to do. It's not where my passion is. You as my wife should know that. But for some reason, she's trying to get me out of the house.
What?
I know. So sneaky. Can you put up the comment from Norway? Thank you. Trent in Norway writing in. He says, Norway calling. Pro soccer in Norway only allows 200 fans in the stands, so hub cities over here. The sports networks here are asking fans to text money over to the home team for a national telecast. We'll see if more can go after August 15th. We'll see how close things are at home. Have a good one. That is Trent in Norway, where it is 6:15 p.m. Thanks for putting that clock up in our international wall here. We now know how the time for Trent interrupting his supper to write us.
I love that. That's great.
Okay. Clark's telling me 5 minutes or less, and I'll probably go the under. 0.6, wild start to the MLB season, by the way. You understand, if they are starting July 23rd, because the schedule was leaked on the weekend, Yankees at Nationals opening day, Juan Soto, the lefty, Nationals ace, going up against Gerrit Cole. If they're going to have a three-week training camp that they're talking about, they better get their butts in gear.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's July 1st.
Time to go.
And I'm starting to think of Bo Bichette and Vladdy Guerrero Jr. and Kevin Biggio and our great young Blue Jays stars. All of a sudden, things just got really interesting.
Didn't they? Did they?
Now I can't wait for them to get out on the diamond.
I know. That's their job now, is to quickly forget about all the bickering and all the fighting and make us fall in love with the game again.
Won't take much. It won't take much.
The players, yeah. The matchups, the beer and the hot dogs, you know, the game day. All of those things now
matter.
The peanuts
and Cracker Jacks.
Yeah, that stuff matters. So it's time to start laying that on pretty thick and get everybody excited about the game and the love of the game.
Our director of scouting, Craig Smith, writes in, two-time Grey Cup champion. He says, go Yankees! I say, down with the Yankees. And actually, it was on my commentary on Cat Country 98 this morning. I got briefly sucked into my old way of thinking. The damn Yankees. They go out and sign Gerrit Cole. How the Blue Jays going to compete in the American League East? But you know what? Bitching about that's a lot better than bitching about having to wear a mask. Or all the other things. Back to reality of being ticked off at the Yankees.
Exactly.
Feels great.
Doesn't it?
Our poll question today for Capital Auto Mall. Universal Collision Center, which is Canada's game of the week in week four of the CFL Sim. And for our new viewers across the nation on Game Plus, because there is no CFL season, we're running a computer-simulated video game season for the CFL. We are into week four, and we can talk about those storylines later. But here are your games in week four, Canada. Ottawa at Montreal to open the week on Thursday Night Football. Friday night, Winnipeg Blue Bombers at Edmonton Eskimos. And a Saturday doubleheader, Calgary at Toronto and BC at Saskatchewan. Whoever wins the poll, Canada's game of the week, we will broadcast on this very Facebook Live channel on Thursday night. Right now, BC at Saskatchewan is leading with 51% of the vote. Winnipeg at Edmonton's next, 32%. I voted for Calgary at Toronto.
Ooh. I'd like to
They've
see
got 10%.
Winnipeg, Edmonton.
Well, did you vote?
Not yet.
You better get on it.
I will.
You got 24 hours. This will determine what we are broadcasting on Thursday Night Football. This has been the rollout for our friends at Flooring Superstores. They are open amid the pandemic and doing a reno in our home. Get over and see them. We love them like the Dickens, the Dickens family at Flooring Superstores. On the way, Dave Babich, Colby Williams, Kate Pedersen, and Jim Lang. It's the RP Show on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED. LED sign rentals. Video. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Here's to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Just ahead of Dave Babich, he of 1,195 National Hockey League games and alum of the Alberta Junior League and the Dub. Sports update. The NHL says 26 players have tested positive for COVID-19 since Phase 2 of its return-to-play protocol started June 8th. The numbers released Monday include four new cases in addition to 11 positive results previously announced June 19th. The league added it's also aware of 11 other players testing positive outside of Phase 2 over the last 3 weeks. However, the plan continues. Training camps to open July 10th. Ian Desmond won't be playing baseball this year. The Colorado Rockies outfielder has opted to be with his family and help youth baseball in Florida. The 34-year-old cited the COVID-19 pandemic and issues within baseball, including racism, sexism, homophobia, and socioeconomic concerns for his decision. And the Brooklyn Nets could be down two starters when the NBA season resumes. Spencer Dinwiddie and DeAndre Jordan said yesterday they've tested positive for the coronavirus. Jordan won't be with the team when it resumes play, while Dinwiddie is still experiencing symptoms and is unsure about what he's going to do. That is this sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. We are open corner of Rochdale and Pasqua. Stop in today. Ballers Rec Room opening too.
Yeah.
Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination downtown on Dewdney Avenue. Ballers Rec Room opened yesterday at 4 p.m. for the first time in over 100 days. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. Let's go out on video chat now. Dave Babich joins us. As I mentioned, he of 1,195 games, and we thank the Canucks for lining this up with us, the Canucks alumni. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing all right, Rod. How about you?
Awesome. We're talking sports. We're healthy. All is good, and it looks like it is with you as well. Actually, that's might be where I will start. How has your life been here in the pandemic climate?
Oh, well, it's been a bit different. You know, a lot of our a lot of things I do is, you know, a lot of hockey tournaments, charitable organizations. You know, we do a lot of work with that, and the last 3 months is pretty much when the busiest time of year was. And all those things are canceled and not being rescheduled right now. So it's been a bit of a hit. But, you know, sticking around home for the last 3 months, it's interesting. It's probably the same with everybody. But, it hasn't been that bad because in Vancouver, I'm in Vancouver, and they just pretty much everything seemed to be opening up. Traffic is horrible at the best of times here. It was great at the start of the pandemic. Now it's back to normal. So it's been okay. It's been okay. I can't say I've enjoyed it, but it's time to get moving here again.
It's kind of a sign, isn't it? And it's funny you say that because a lot of my buddies are running, you know, Sask First tournaments, identification camps, skills camps in hockey, and they've been devastated because they've all been wiped out. But now we're seeing kids getting back onto the ice. My niece, by the way, plays AAA midget hockey, and they've been skating in two different groups here. So what is the BC plan for minor hockey and getting back to normal? Because obviously if you're running these the last 3 months, you must still go in July and August, I would think.
Well, we do a little bit, but I know BC hockey out here, I think this last couple of weeks, or probably the last 3 weeks, they've been only allowed like six players on the ice at once. Now I think it's opened up where the whole team can participate with a couple of coaches, but there's still restrictions on, you know, it's like when you were a kid playing, you know, mite hockey or atom hockey, where, you know, you dressed at home, you know, where the, you know, you basically skated in the rink and, you know, you were just ready to go. But it seems like everyone's got to prepare outside the dressing rooms. Dressing rooms are kind of a forbidden place right now. But I guess that's just the way it is. Everyone's trying to deal with it. But I don't know. I think it's going to come around. I think it's good because kids are itching to play again instead of, you know, playing the whole year. Now they had, you know, 3 months off. Now they're itching to play again. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, and by the way, Dave, so you're in Vancouver, Canucks great, active in the Canucks alumni. Our third highest city for viewership is Winnipeg. It goes Regina, Saskatoon, Winnipeg. Our comments just went wild from Jets fans. Holy crap. When you go back to Winnipeg, do they just roll out the red carpet for you? I mean, where do the Jets fit in your history of, I mean, you, we think of you with Hartford. We think of you with Vancouver. Where does Winnipeg fit into that?
Oh, you know, it's got a big part of my heart still. But yeah, they don't roll out the red carpet. It's kind of faded to probably like a purple now or something, but it's good. You know, like I still do, you know, quite a few events there, probably a good handful during the year, and really enjoy it. I mean, it treated me so well. You know, those are my formidable years. So my younger years in the NHL and, you know, becoming a man. But I love going back. My brother lives there. You know, he always feels that he's been stuck there, but you know what? He loves it. He's got such a good group of friends, and you know, it's just that's home for him. I would have made it my home if they didn't trade me, but you know, I'm not saying that they're lost, but I do love going back. Do love going back for sure.
Well, everything happens for a reason. I don't think you're complaining sitting out there in beautiful Vancouver. Which, by the way, we just found out Vancouver won't be a hub city. I wasn't totally sure if that was an NHL decision or if the BC government just yanked it. Winnipeg seemed a little upset that they weren't considered as a quarantine city. That's the feeling that I got because their cases were so low. But did people think that Vancouver would be a good option? What was your take on that?
Well, I think so. You know, there's more to it than just being a hub city. You know, they had to be able to create a bubble where the teams that were participating, excuse me, where the teams that were participating, you know, could be isolated and be monitored. But I, you know, the government here and the medical staff through the government, they've been very protective. Maybe more than they had to be, but I guess, you know, you kind of have to put a little scare in people to make sure they do the right thing. But I think, you know, the NHL wants to make sure too. I know they would love to have a hub city in Canada where, you know, they're saving the 30% just hosting one here. So, but yeah, no, it's, I think it was disappointing for most because they thought they had a really good shot at it, but you know what? It's not the end of the world. I think everyone's just, they just want things to start happening again.
I'm just a little surprised why there isn't more talk of the playoff matchups yet. I mean, I assume you listen to sports radio out there. Nobody's talking about the Jets and Flames in round one or the Canucks and the Wild. Have you even thought about it?
Well, not really. You know what? I think I just found out a few days ago who the Canucks were playing, and that's unfortunate because I'm, you know, I am an ambassador for them. It's just, you know, there's so much else going on. You know, like you said, the talk of the hub city, you know, losing that, so it's been a distraction. You know, then you talk about, you know, some of the players coming back and training again, but yeah, the matchups are going to be interesting because, you know, like, I'm still not sure on the rules about the lottery system. You know, somebody that loses the first round could get the first overall pick. You know, you just think about it. It could be any of the powerhouses, too. The first round is always the hardest to win. And, you know, some of the underdogs, they have nothing to lose. So they could knock somebody off. And, you know, you just think, you know, a Pittsburgh, a Washington, you know, some of these guys, even Edmonton, you know, you know, how many have they had over the years? Or, you know, even Toronto, for that matter. That would make it even worse. But, yeah, it'll be an interesting first round. And like I said, I'm happy that it looks like they're gonna start. But, they got to be protective for sure.
Well, it's summertime. I know people's minds have wandered to other things. Hockey people like us will be watching the games, but we'll see what the ratings, how they're dictated and how much the rest of Canada really cares about this when there are other things to do. But listen, you opened the door of the draft lottery. So let's just go down that road for a second. I mean, when I read the rules, I got a headache. You wonder why GMs have to be lawyers, have law degrees now. It's because of that. And so you got 24 teams in the playoffs, yet you wanted to have 24 teams eligible for the number one pick. Like, it seems like they botched it. And I'm trying not to criticize leaders at this time, Dave, because it's not an easy thing to do. But wow, that's, I still don't get it either.
Yeah, well, that's a tough one because, you know, you're right. They have to have some law experience, but there's not. I don't think there's a lot of stupid people that have made this decision. So maybe all the other options were worse. So you don't really know. Yeah, you know, whatever time you make a decision, you want it to be the right one, or you think it's going to be the right one. But yeah, there's been a lot more questions than comfort levels for sure on this one. But you know what? It's happened, and we'll see where it lands. We'll see how many people are mad at the end of the day.
Well, I was on Winnipeg Radio yesterday, TSN 1290, and that the host said they would rather lose in round one and have a chance at the number one overall pick, Alexi Lafreniere. And I get it, but that's just flat out wrong. Like, my thing is, you got seven non-playoff teams. Why can't you just throw their balls in the bin and pull one out? Why would that not be enough?
Well, you'd think it'd be enough, but obviously some scientist within those meetings figured it wasn't, you know? So I don't know. It's but yeah, you know what? If I was running an organization and anyone in the organization wanted to throw something, regardless of you're getting a pick that could be a franchise player, they would be gone so fast. That's just inexcusable in my mind.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, let me end it on this. I don't think anybody in Vancouver wants the Canucks to lose. They've waited forever, literally, to win a Stanley Cup. So what do you think their chances are this year? And if not this year, are they going the right direction with Benning and Green?
Well, I won't comment on the general manager or the coach, because I think it's the players that have to do the work on the ice. But you know what? Are you still there?
Oh, yeah. We're here.
I got so excited. Sorry.
I see that.
Anyway, but you know what? I think the Canucks have a really good chance, and only because their forward group or the ones that have the most production on the team are young and maybe inexperienced enough to just say, let's blow somebody out the first round and see where it all lies after. But I think they're going to catch people by surprise. And I think, like I said, the youth that they do have will come out in the first round and really take it to somebody.
I think it's going to be awesome to watch. And Dave, I don't think I've ever interviewed you before. It's very easy to see why you're an ambassador for the Canucks, but also a wonderful ambassador for the WHL and the AJ. So thanks for this, and hopefully you get outside and enjoy the sun, and we'll do it again soon, I hope.
I hope so. And the next time, I want you to have a bobblehead of myself. All you need is a big round one with a mustache.
We can draw one pretty easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they exist?
I guess you could. But yeah, no, you know, Rod, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me on your show.
You betcha. Thanks, Dave. Dave Babbitt's right. Joining us from Vancouver, Canucks ambassador. And well, you had the good question, Darren. Do they exist? I'm sure they do.
I'm getting on eBay right now to see if there's a Dave Babbitt.
No, I feel like I need to get on a plane and fly to Vancouver. That's what I think.
Well, of course, we all want to fly to Vancouver.
And pick up a Dave Babbitt.
Hang out on the coast.
Bobblehead.
Yeah.
It is an impressive collection that we have here, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, the highways have opened up. We got to get to Swift Current to get our Bronco bobblehead because they're the only one that we don't have. Although we do have this Bronco beer glass here. And I see Scott Henbury chimes in the VP of Great Western Brewery?
Oh, yeah.
Jets fan and an Oiler fan. And while you would think that is taboo, it's 2020.
Yep.
Anything goes. We're all about inclusion now. And if I can cheer for the Golden Knights and the Oilers, we'll give Scott a pass on the Oilers and the Jets.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Who's your second team?
My second team, San Jose.
Okay.
Different conferences. You know
His first team's the Leafs.
My first team's the Leafs. I'm a Joe Thornton fan, too. And I just liked when they had Thornton and Marlowe and now Couture and Pavelski. And I liked what they assembled. They were always a good team. A team that was just had some bad luck, too, along the way. Could never get over the hump. So I've always been drawn to San Jose. I've always wanted them to win. And when they had that great playoff series with Las Vegas, I just was, I love it. That's my West Coast team is San Jose. But I have a little affection for Vancouver because it's the first NHL game I saw was a playoff game in Vancouver when they beat Dallas in those multiple overtimes.
Yeah.
And they won. And that was my first NHL experience, and it was awesome. So I have a little love for them, too.
Well, actually, as you talk to me, I just realized I had a dream last night. I got to stop eating pizza before I go to bed because I had a dream. I'm not joking. that San Jose was a bubble city and I was in the building.
Whoa.
But it was in an arena that held like 4,000 fans. I'm looking around going, this isn't very big. This is where the Sharks play.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Odd.
Yeah.
By the way, coming up, and he's in the bunker, Colby Williams here, Washington Capitals' sixth round pick in 2015 with the Hershey Bears the last 4 years. And a Regina Pat's great, too. It's funny with Babbage talking about getting kids back on the ice, and he runs these camps in Vancouver. Colby was a hell of a basketball player. Right, Colb?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was an all-sport athlete. And I want to, because we have so many families watching and kids, especially at this time of year, I want to get his take on cross-training and what it did for his career.
Cool.
Prairie Mobile text line. 840-8777 is the number to reach us here right in the bunker. 306-840-8777. Good morning, RP Nation. It's Zach in Calgary. Adrian Wernowski is reporting that after positive tests for the coronavirus within the traveling party headed to Orlando, the Denver Nuggets have closed team's practice facility for several days, sources telling ESPN. Yeah, we're not quite off the ground yet.
Not quite.
In any of these return to play. Brady in Saskatoon says, hey, Rod, I'm calling it right now that Lafreniere is coming to Montreal. I've been calling it ever since they announced the draft would be in Montreal. I voted Winnipeg versus Edmonton because I want to see other teams get broadcasted. He's talking about the game of the week poll. And he says, I'm excited for the show to be on Game Plus because now I can keep it on my PVR. That's right. Beginning Thursday, we are national on Game Plus TV network, over a million homes in Canada, and on Cablevision in the United States. We're going to take a break, Clark. You cool with that? Colby Williams in the bunker next. You staying for that, Dupes?
You guys have a chat.
Okay. It's all good. Fielding your questions, too. It's the RP Show on this Tuesday morning. Canada's morning sports talk show continues after this. Facebook Live, Game Plus TV network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds full-service car wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the RP Show. We're taking took our foot off the gas in terms of the CFL and NFL talk here today. Chatting a lot of hockey. But I am going to update the poll here, and I would love your vote on Canada's Game of the Week, our daily poll for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, which is Canada's Game of the Week in Week 4 of the CFL Sim. That is our gaming simulation of the CFL schedule. Leading the way, BC at Saskatchewan. That's on Twitter with 50%. Colby, yeah, it's leading on Facebook too, right? It's right in front of you. 62% says BC at Saskatchewan. But you got 24 hours to vote. Second place, Winnipeg at Edmonton on Friday Night Football. Whoever wins this vote, we will broadcast on Facebook Live the game. We've had 22,000 viewers so far for our first 2 weeks broadcast. Both involve Saskatchewan. And if you want to see, if you're not a Rider fan, you're a fan of other teams, get in there and vote on Twitter, and we'll be broadcasting it on Thursday night. We are asking our viewers, actually, I didn't ask them. They just chimed in with, who's your second team? My number one team is the Golden Knights. The number two team is the Oilers. Dupe said his number two team is the Maple Leafs. His number one team is the Leafs. Number two is the Sharks. Our director of scouting, Craig Smith, writes in, says, Jets number one, Rangers number two. Viewer John Ullman, Winnipeg, says his top three, Jets, Rangers, Anaheim. Because I think we all got to have a second team, maybe a third. Colby Williams joining us here from the Hershey Bears, Washington Capitals, sixth round pick in 2015, former Pats captain. How you doing, Colb?
Good, thanks for having me.
Obviously, Washington's your number one team.
Yeah, I'd probably be reprimanded if I
wise,
didn't say that.
A wise pick.
Yeah.
Who is your, do you have a number two NHL team?
You know what, growing up, I guess it would have been Calgary, like the Jerome McGinley area.
Yep.
Those guys, but to be honest, I didn't watch a ton of hockey when I was growing up, but it would be Calgary or Pittsburgh.
Cool. So when you were drafted that weekend, were you hoping for one of those teams, or did you really care?
You know what? It's actually a funny story. The weekend I was drafted, I was running a Spartan race the day of I was drafted, and kind of it was my third time through the draft, and you know, didn't know what to expect. I know my agent was like, you know, expect to get drafted, but you know, if it doesn't happen, you'll still go to camps and blah, 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 blah. So, you know, I was running another former Pat, Braden Christopher, out in Edmonton. I was running a Spartan race, and I had no idea what time is it, no idea when the draft was, whatever. And then in this valley, I had no service on my phone. And after the race, it was like a, you know, a 3 hour race or whatever. And I get my phone, I got no text messages, like no, nothing from, you know, friends or family or anything. And I turn my phone off, turn it back on, and it just like exploded. And I got like missed calls from my agent, you know, like GM, whoever else. And then all of a sudden I just figured out I was drafted. So that was kind of
literally probably the best way to spend your draft day.
It was,
I would think, no regrets, right?
No, not at all. And that Spartan race was super hard, and it was so much fun doing with Braden and his family. And just to not even be worried about the draft, and then all of a sudden you're so happy about finishing the race, and it's such an accomplishment. And then, you know, to get that, and that, honestly, that day couldn't have been better, and to celebrate with them. And they were such good hosts, and yeah, it was a day I'll remember for
sure. That's a great day. By the way, our viewers continue to chime in, and Les Peach says, number one Oilers, number two Islanders, which in 1983, could you have said that? Long before you were born, but those two teams were meeting in the Stanley Cup Final in back-to-back years. So continue to, I'm not going to read all your comments, but you're certainly welcome to chime in the bottom. We got a lot to unpack here with Colby Williams here today, the Hershey Bears. So let's go back to March 12th, 13th, Colby, when it was called. What were you doing? Mind you, we did have Garrett Mitchell on, and he kind of told the story. You guys would have been together.
No, he was.
Oh, he's in Europe?
He was in Europe, and then this year he came back over, and he was bouncing around. He played Laval a little bit, then he played in Hartford.
So you weren't together?
Not this year, no.
Okay.
So last year he kind of was the first year he was not with Hershey, and it was kind of weird because, you know, Mitchie's been such a father figure kind of to me, and, you know, it was through the Pats, and then through Washington, through Hershey, and he's been awesome. So then when he left, it was kind of a, you know, a sad moment for me. But we saw him a little bit here and there too. But yeah, so we were pregame skating to go like get ready for the game at night. And
were you at home?
Yeah, we were at home. And then all of a sudden mid pregame skate, kind of the coaches were just like, hey, we're not playing tonight. Who knows what's going to happen for the weekend. Just keep you posted. And then we just played it day by day, and couldn't go to the rink, couldn't do nothing. And then, you know, we just were kind of golfing and hanging out and trying to stay in shape a little bit. And I don't know, it was a wild time.
When did you come home?
We spent about 2 weeks in Hershey, and then they didn't really know what was going on or what was going to happen. And then they were like, hey, if you want to go home, you can. And then all the Canadian guys were like, well, we don't want to wait until the border gets kind of sticky. So me and Connor Hobbs and Tyler Lewington all drove back pretty much the day they said we could go. So
when they officially canceled the season, because I remember it well, I was on a stationary bike that I bought during the pandemic watching TSN. It came across the bottom of the screen, yeah. AHL canceled season. And I actually thought they meant next season. I'm like, no! Oh, I had it wrong. And they meant this year. And I'm like, it was a long time before that made that announcement, at least a month after they postponed it. I'm like, well, obviously, what's taking so long? You could have never thought you were going back.
No, I pretty much knew. I mean, we had, you know, people talking to us and telling us, not for sure, but they were like, you know, it's not likely, because, you know, the money and the revenue that we get from the AHL is from fans and the people in the building. It's not so much like the NHL with the TV subscriptions and stuff like that. So it would have been tough to stay afloat, and a lot of teams would have had trouble with it. But, you know, we kind of had an idea that it wasn't going to happen, and we were just kind of waiting for kind of the NHL to see what they're going to do and see what happens with Black Acing and stuff. So
what are you hearing about next year?
Well, recently is just the free agency is end of October, so the October 31st. So that's pushed back, you know, 2 months or 3 months or whatever. So that's kind of interesting. And then next year, you know, not too sure at all. Maybe November, December.
No clue.
Like, yeah, like somebody says this and then the next day it's wrong. Or everyone says something, but it's like, but that maybe can't be true. Like you can't like believe anything anybody says, because nobody really knows. And even the commissioners, they probably don't know. They probably go back and forth every single day. Even with, you know, the restart of this NHL, with all these cases and players getting cases, it's kind of crazy. They're probably, you know, going back and forth every single day. Like, is this the right idea? Is this the wrong idea? Should we keep going? Should we pull back? So I am glad I'm not in their shoes, and I'm glad I don't have to think about it. So I'm just going to, you know, try not to stress myself out about it and kind of just enjoy being in Regina.
Well, you have the right attitude. And I was on a Wheat Kings podcast last night, and they said, Rod, as a recovery coach that I am, mental health, substance abuse stuff, they said, what are you telling people during the pandemic? And I said, one, realize what you can control and what you can't. There's very little that you can control. Mm-hmm. You know, two, do the things for your own physical health and mental health. And three, reach out if you need help. But you, as a professional athlete, I would think, don't need to be told that. What are you doing right now to stay in shape or keep sane?
Yeah.
You know, and not worry about the future.
You know, that's actually a really good, you know, quote and way to live is, you know, control what you control, and, you know, everything else will just kind of fall in place. Or if you do the right things, everything will work out. But that's kind of, you know, how I try to mentally tell myself being a hockey player, because, you know, being a hockey player is so day to day, you know, playing with certain guys, you know, you're in the first line, you're second line, or you're playing fourth line, or you're out, or like for a hockey player, it's tough to mentally, you know, tell yourself that, you know, okay, next day, tomorrow will be different. Tomorrow could be different. And you keep pushing. So, you can't worry about what other people think and, you know, what other people are telling you. So, that's kind of how I kind of try to live my hockey career, is, you know, control what you control, and everything will kind of take care of itself. But then with staying busy, I'm trying to work out, trying to do those basement workouts. I got a 25 pound weight and a 35 pound weight, so doing as much as I can. And but it's kind of been nice. I mean, every summer you get home, you take a little bit of time off, and then all of a sudden you're just back in the swing of things. And you know, you're going and training for hockey, skating, going all in, and that's kind of all you think. So this time has kind of been nice, and haven't really thought about what I'm training for. I'm just training to feel good, you know, live a healthy life, be happy, and that's kind of what, you know, I've been trying to do through this whole pandemic.
Well, I'll tell you what, one of our viewers writes in and says, Dan Maletz says, this is one honest guest. Well, that's how we got to be captain. Are you the captain of the Bears, too?
No, I'm not.
One day, maybe.
Maybe one day, yeah. Maybe
he's got the right attitude. But look, he's a walking endorsement. We got to talk about this when we come back from a break. He's brought gifts. We got to talk about all this stuff. We got stuff going on here today. And now questions coming in on your time with the Pats. So are you good to stick around for a bit and answer some questions?
Oh, yeah.
From sure. The viewers? All right. Kobe Williams with us of the Hershey Bears. And we'll be right back. This is Canada's morning sports talk show, the RP Show, coming to you from the bunker in Western Canada. Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hey, Rod Squad, now you can join the team with your very own RP Show gear. Head to rodpetersonshop.com and get yours today while supplies last. It's just like we wear on the show, official RP Show gear at rodpetersonshop.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the RP Show, everybody, on this Tuesday morning. Let's check on the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777. Text came in from 506. I had to Google what area code is 506. It's New Brunswick. And they said, well, NFL Canada is interesting if they kept it CFL, brought to you by the NFL. Same rules, same field. This is the topic that we kicked around yesterday at length with the CFL and some financial problems. Is it time that the NFL buys the NFL? I believe that it is. And we become NFL Canada, similar to what NFL Europe was. People have been sending me stories from Europe in the last 24 hours about meeting Kurt Warner when he played with the Amsterdam Admirals. What's wrong with that? The answer is nothing. But we're talking hockey, and Hershey Bears defenseman Kobe Williams is with us. Washington Capitals sixth round pick with the Pats, played 2010 to 2016, six playoff games with the Melville Millionaires. So Colby really covers it all in terms of alum of a lot of leagues, and still looking at the NHL. When do you think that's going to happen? How close are you getting?
Well, I thought this year was kind of the year. You know, Washington had a couple spots, kind of maybe one, and I had a really good camp and, you know, felt really good. And it was way better because last year I kind of went into camp a little injured and it wasn't very good. And then this year I felt healthy, you know, confident. And, you know, I was just going to, I'm just playing for me. I want to impress myself and I just want to play as good as I can. And, you know, I was actually really, this was probably the first year when I got my exit meeting and I was really, you know, upset and disappointed that I didn't get to stay longer and kind of get my chance. But, you know, it is what it is. And Hershey's such a great city and such a great organization too. And, you know, we had an amazing team. So I don't think it's a negative really, because we had such a great team and met so many great guys there this year. It's too bad it ended short. But, you know, free agency this year, and you never know what's going to happen.
So. How did life change in that organization when the Capitals won the Stanley Cup? How did it shake down to the American League and below?
Yeah. You know, it's hard because Washington's been such a good team for so long and a veteran team for so long that the prospect pool is kind of jammed up in Hershey, especially defensemen. Well, really everywhere. And even in goalies, like Phoenix Copley just signed a 3-year deal with Washington, and then now he's playing in Hershey because Samsonov was, you know, is a stud. So it's, there's so many good, talented players in Hershey, which is really too bad because, honestly, you know, 40% of the guys that play in Hershey could play on an NHL team. And I truly believe that, you know, the top half of every AHL team, each one of those guys could play in the NHL. But it's been, like, even to me, like, I don't even know what the NHL is really, because I never haven't really got a shot, you know, exhibition you play, you know, play with the guys and against certain guys or whatever, but it's still kind of like a fairy tale to me, and I'm not really,
of course,
I don't really feel that like close, which is weird to say.
Well, as you say, free agency's coming up, mm-hmm. and those darn Capital scouts, good friends of ours, of course, Ross Mahoney and Bomber,
yep.
doing too good of a job.
Oh,
they love you, by the way, which you know. couple questions here. One, you've brought, like, you got the shirt on Be Happy. Is that a brand or is that just coincidence?
Oh, yeah, this is Tentree.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and it's, actually my sister bought it for me, but it's just kind of I just like it. It's, I can show it.
Yeah, Be Happy. Oh, everybody can see that.
And it's just a nice little model and something to, you know, live your life by.
The hat, Player Golf. I know those guys.
Yeah.
You hooked up with them?
Yeah, they sent us a little care package, kind of through Next Level Hockey and our partnership with Extreme too. They sent us a little care package and they've been, you know, super good, and you should go check out their stuff. They're awesome.
And does that include Next Level Hockey Consulting, this hat that you dropped off here? What's Next Level Hockey Consulting?
So that's our company. I'm involved with a hockey consulting company, and it was started by Dave Nadiak, but Dave Nadiak has a job in, he got a coaching job in BC. So him and Tristan Fry started this company, and then Tristan Fry brought on his brother Taylor Fry, and then Dave left to, like, great opportunity. And then it was kind of just Taylor and Tristan, and then they reached out to me. I did a little bit for them last year, and they reached out to me and asked me if I want to join. And I was like, yeah, of course. You know, Tristan and Taylor are such, you know, great guys and, you know, credible guys in the city. And I've known them since I was younger. And, you know, this whole hockey company, it's kind of taken off in the last month or two, and super exciting. But, you know, we put on camps, like, in individual skills and team skills and group skills. But, you know, our main focus is just to build hockey players and build people, not just hockey players. Like, of course we want to push you and get you to the next level. And say you're an SJ guy and we want to push you to, you know, get to, you say you're junior B to get the junior A or whatever it is. But the most important thing about Next Level Hockey, I think, is unique from other hockey companies is, you know, we want to build you as a person and in the community, we want you to be prepared to have the opportunity when it arises, if it's a struggle or if it's a success story. We want you to be able to handle it. And with them having teacher background, we can implement the educational side. So then we can help with, you know, kids, me being an athlete in high school.
We got 10 seconds, sorry.
Okay, sorry. But yeah, anyways, so there's a bunch of other, it's not just about hockey, and our hashtag is not just for hockey players. So we do mental health and education side, and yeah, so it's kind of overall.
I got more. Let's bring you back to talk about it next time.
Awesome.
All right, next hour, Kate Pedersen joining us and Jim Lang. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, we are Pure Clean Restoration Regina, and today we're at Modern Men's Salon disinfecting and applying Aegis Microbe Shield Protection. Aegis Microbe Shield creates a layer of confidence when reopening your business. It actively works in between cleanings to reduce the microbial load and keep places like modern men's salons safer in between regular cleaning practices. As Saskatchewan reopens and the salons prepare for more traffic, this protection is an extra level of security for both staff and customers.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.